So let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice because hey. I'm way new to this dating thing to know what's normal and what's not. LOL.
All right.
Anyway, I've only been dating my first real boyfriend for about a month.
Cool.
Things have been going really well. Mm-hmm. We've been spending a ton of time together, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I'm stuck.
Okay.
I'm about to go on a week-long friends trip that's been planned forever.
Hmm.
It's a mixed group, guys and girls. They've all been my friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't told my boyfriend yet that guys will be going soon. Going too.
Right.
It's not because I'm trying to hide anything. I'm just worried he might get jealous or weird about it since we're still so new.
Yeah, okay.
So my other question is, how often should I be checking in with him while I'm gone?
Hmm.
I don't want to overdo it, come across clingy, or like I'm glued to my phone the whole trip, but I also don't want him to think I don't care, or I'm off living my best life without him.
Mm.
What's the normal amount of calling or texting when you're newly dating, but apart for a week? Mm. Help, Ashley, in quotes.
Oh, all right. Okay, I kind of see, I mean, obviously honesty. Honesty sure. is probably pretty important here, and just kind of letting him know ahead of time before he finds out, oh, hey, just so you know, there are going to be some of my guy friends that are going, don't worry about it, you know, type of thing. Maybe getting him letting him be at ease that way.
Right.
Because if he finds out after the fact, that's going to be a little bit more drama than...
It'll look suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you tell me if there was nothing to worry about?
Right. Yes. Right. 100%.
Here's another question. If they're newly dating, I'm guessing he hasn't met her friends.
Oh. Yeah, probably not. Yeah, so he probably doesn't even have an idea as to even, like... If he just hears, oh, you know, there are going to be guys and girls there. Like, if he knew who they were,
right,
then
I think he'd feel better.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we suggest.
Like before the trip.
Yeah. Like maybe.
Like a get together.
Hey guys, this is my new guy. Okay, yeah, he's not coming. Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not coming. I mean, I get maybe it was already planned and
right.
I don't know. And maybe
no one is going to be a couple.
Yeah, maybe that's...
So there's just a bunch of friends traveling together. Okay. So now I'm on the fence about do we introduce him or not before the trip?
Oh, geez.
Does it make it weirder? Okay, have fun with my girlfriend.
Have fun with my girlfriend. See ya, bye.
I don't know. I think maybe we just tell him, oh, yeah, it's a big group of us.
This is a big group of us. Yeah,
many
so
times.
Is he one of those types, though, that
they're
is
like
going to...
my brothers.
Is going to want to have some check-ins? Is that... I feel like that's... normal,
I feel
right?
Like that's normal for sure.
Checking in like a couple times.
Yeah, are we at the everyday? I would judge on how often do you talk to him now? Are you talking daily? Then maybe still check in at end of every
Didn't she
night.
Say they're spending a ton of time together? So it sounds like probably every day.
Yeah, if they're talking daily now, I would say, you know, at the end of the day, catch him up on what you guys did.
All right.
Check in. Good night. I love you. Are we there yet? Are we?
Wow. Early. Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Yeah. If you drop the I love you.
Kelly, I don't know where we are now.
You wonder why Kelly was single for so long. Hey, I miss you. I love you. Okay. Bye. Like, wait. What did you say? Nothing. I love you. All right, 502-795-1997. What have you done in this situation? Was there a trip that was planned, or was there a time where you guys were going to have to be apart for a long time after you just started dating, and how did you handle that, and what happened? All right.
All that.
502-795-1997 is our number. Ashley, heading on a friend's trip for a week. She's new to the whole dating world. Has a boyfriend, first real boyfriend, for about a month. They've been dating, right? Her big thing is, how much do I check in with him? And Do I haven't let him know that, like, there's going to be guys and girls on this friends trip.
Yeah, Brad, the love physician, checks in on Text Ashley. If you feel like you should tell him guys are going on the trip, it's best to hold off until you're walking out the door.
Walking out the... Okay, hey, I gotta go. Bye. By the way, there's going to be some guys there, too. Is that... Okay, bye.
However, in my professional opinion, he says you should wait to tell him after you get back.
Oh.
In regard to checking in, guys love mystery. If you go silent, I promise you, you'll be the only thing he thinks about 24/7. He'll be so excited to see you when you get back. Wow. Okay.
Okay,
so
thank you, Brad.
Don't tell him till you get back. Also, don't really check in.
You know what? I don't necessarily disagree with all that, because it might just give him undue worry when there doesn't need to be, right?
Undue worry, like, with checking in?
With... like,
or not checking
with boys.
Because he's saying, like, oh.
With the guys that are going to be there, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Wesley, what's your take?
The fact that she hasn't told her boyfriend, even though they've been dating for a whole month, is a little alarming. I know it's your first boyfriend, but communication's the key.
Yeah.
They got to sit down. They got to go over it. As far as checking in goes, that's something that he can, that for that conversation, a little bit of, hey, how's it going? Maybe I need to check in once a day. Maybe I need to check in three times a day. It's just it's your first relationship, so communication is the biggest key there.
Okay, and just maybe ask him, hey, how much do you want me to check in with you?
Exactly.
Just flat out ask.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because they've only been dating for a month.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about maybe introducing him to her friends.
Yeah.
I don't really want to meet you if you've only been around for a month.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
so
okay.
as a
friend, you're like, you know what? Come to me when you're a little bit more secure.
When it's more solid. Exactly. And you know, like, this one is going to stick around.
All right. I gotcha.
Exactly. But in your own relationship, go for it. Just communicate. It's your first time out there. She said that she hasn't had a very serious boyfriend, I think, ever. But yeah, just communicate. Let him know, hey, we're going on this trip. There will be guys involved. You know, I'm committed to you right now.
Yeah.
If there's anything you'd like or times that you want me to check in, let me know. I'll make that happen.
All right. Thanks, Wesley. Appreciate it.
Amy from Eminence kind of agrees no to the introduction because he's not going. That would be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
As for the guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. She needs to be honest. As for checking in, I would take their normal communication down like 15%. You want him to know you're still thinking of him, but you're on vacation and had a life before him. If he's too insecure about that, then that's on him. So go have fun.
Okay.
That's true. Like, I don't know. It wasn't said, if you need three times a day, then I'll do that. I don't know if we need to lay down ground rules to where she's got appointments to where she needs to check in.
I gotcha.
Because they might be doing things to where it's not a great time to be able to, like, make a phone call.
Gotcha.
They might be, going and having lots of fun and activities and things.
Well, hey, Ashley, I mean, good luck. It sounds like it's exciting getting in a new relationship, but I think you'll be fine. I think it'll be fine.
David said, longtime listener here, last time a girlfriend told me it was just friends going, she ended up hooking up with one of them.
Okay, Kelly.
I'm just saying, David's tossing that out there. Wow. I would definitely prefer to be told who's going and make sure they know she's in a relationship. That's all he's saying.
Okay.
That's all he's saying is he's for transparency because he did not have transparency. Uh-huh. And that is what happened to David.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, Cynthia is saying, good morning, is Wesley single? We might be making more love connections.
All right. Side quest, Cynthia and Wesley. All right, we'll check in with you. We'll see
Let
what
us
happens,
know.
Right?
She's asking for a friend. Okay.
All right, sure. All right, well, hey, good luck. I think, yes, a little bit of honesty, a little bit of mystery, probably a mixture of that is probably good.
So we tell them, there's guys, or like my brothers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know what? I'll check in with you and tell you how we're doing. Okay, bye. Maybe she's just telling him. I'm going to check in with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, love you, bye.
Good luck. Good luck. Be like Kelly. Okay, love you.
I love you.
I love everything about you.
I'm going away for a week. I love you. Okay, bye.
All right, hey, keep us posted. That's group therapy.